Welcome to this episode of this is going to be mental of No Blasters. Welcome to this episode of No Blasters. The podcast isn't called This Is Going to Be Mental, but it is because there's three comedians. We're all a wee bit giddy. I've had cake. It's going to be mental. Today's guests are comedy legends William Thompson and Aaron McCann. Thank you for being here. It's a great time.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Today's episode is sponsored by, I don't know why, it's a pleasure to be here. just getting last wee bit of coke out of his nose. I'm joking, that's very mean. Anyway.
True.
I know.
It's funny watching your friends enter the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Today's, I know. Today, especially, this is so bad. Today's episode, sponsored by Joxer. Joxer is a fantastic bistro. They have locations in Hollywood, Bangor, and Hillsborough. They're open every day. They open from 8 until 4. They sell food. Shut the fuck up.
You're doing great, sweetie.
They sell coffees. They have an amazing brunch menu. They also open late Thursdays through to Sundays, so check that out on their website. You can also book tables for those late evenings at Joxer. Oh my god. Please book on resdiary.com. This is mental.
How long is this fucking?
I know, it's the worst read I've ever done. So sorry, Joxer. We love you. You love us. Listen, this is the home of chaffles. This is where you can bring a dog in there if you want to. Bring the kids. It's fine. It's a friendly, accommodating place.
Can you book for birthday parties?
You can book for birthday parties. You can do whatever you want. They do private events. They're doing cocktail deals at the minute where you can get small plates and cocktail, £25 per person. It's a great time. Go and check that out. We love Joxer. Today's episode is also sponsored by the very best in male below the belt grooming. You can do your pits as well if you want it, or your beard. Do your legs. Shave any hair off your body that you want with manscaped.com. Manscaped.com, this is like, we are talking about, like, you know, the weed whacker for your nose and ears. We're talking about the hedger for your beard. We're talking about the handyman for your lines. We're talking about the lawnmower 5.0 for your bag and bits, right? What a sensational place. So get on over. I also, to manscaped.com, use the code NOBLASTERS20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's all the word, no blasters, the number 20, 20% off free shipping. It's a great time. And we love Manscaped. They love us. Also, highly recommend the ball deodorant. Thank you very much, Manscaped. It's spring. It's summer. Get the bag clean. All right. So last thing to tell you about is our Patreon over at patreon.com/noblasters. This is the home of No Blasters Extra Time, a whole other podcast that we put out on Thursday mornings. We have updates from me that I write myself. You'll get pictures of me at different times. You'll get access to tickets and shows before anyone else. We're going to be launching merch and a new website soon. It's all going to happen on Patreon first. So get on over to patreon.com/noblasters. All our comedy specials and our live streams are on there. It's a great time. Let's get stuck in this podcast.
What pictures are you people getting?
So there was a picture of me the other day. It was from 2017 when I was in Atlanta, Illinois, which is a wee town on Route 66. I'm standing with a mallet about to smack one in things that knocks a bell up. You know,
you're talking like 8x10s, like signed or
so. Subscribe for that.
Subscribe to see me with her.
We've been to this before, but you can grow her though. You just shave it. You have a better hairline than I do.
I have an amazing hairline.
I miss the Kerry bowl.
Do you?
Yeah, I miss the Kerry bowl.
I don't miss it. Do you know what I don't miss? The maintenance. They're looking after.
The maintenance of the twank fridge?
Oh, mate, like, well, people used to think I straightened it, but I just have very straight hair. So, like, I think the main maintenance was shampoo and conditioner, and the conditioner is what gives it.
So, maintenance, you don't miss washing your hair?
No, but it was also, like, then, like, in the mornings I would wake up, and when my hair was sort of longish, it would be all over the place. Plus, like, it would get warm and all. You get a wee bit. See, once it would grow over my ears, it used to really annoy me.
Yeah, I get it.
And, like, you have to, like, deal with it when you're going out. Maybe you're going on stage, your hair, I look like a wee Fisher Price doll. And so, like, I would have to go in the bog and, like, smear it with a bit of water or something. Yeah. And then, like, keep an emo alive, like, in 2019. Shaved it, isn't it mental? I've been doing this since 2020. That's mad.
That was four years ago.
It is mad. Are you okay? You...
Yeah.
I'm a wee bit of a cough.
Everybody's sick at the minute. Deep.
Everyone's getting sick.
It's deep in me.
My sister has yet to have a day of good health this year.
Really?
I think she has, like, I don't know if it's, like, long COVID or something, but, like, she's always sniffling, snooting, and fucking...
Mate, see the shit I've coughed up in the last couple of weeks? It's more mental than the P. Diddy case. Like,
what a great segue.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. do you remember the Segway vehicles? Remember them? You know, it was, like, called a Segway.
Oh, the thing you fucking...
Did you ever play a game called Happy Wheels?
No.
Did you ever play this?
Oh, not Hot Wheels?
No, Happy Wheels, this is definitely around your time as well, more than mine, because Ronan Bigcoat played it, and he's like more your age.
Yeah.
So it's a game where you can be a Segway guy. Basically, they're like wee obstacle course games online, but they always just end in complete carnage. Like, this guy will get ripped apart, and there'll be blood and guts everywhere.
Was this a Newgrounds thing?
A what?
Was this a Newgrounds thing? You know, that old fucking Java website?
I think it is. It's like that type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like a flash game?
Yeah, I remember playing
Skull Kid a lot. Do you remember that game?
I don't remember Skull Kid.
You go with a chainsaw and then office and just chainsaw people?
Brilliant.
I remember when getting the chainsaw on Doom was a big deal.
Never played Doom myself.
Never?
Never.
That would
the
have
old
been
ones?
Before.
Or the chain gun. You know, you get the one that's like fucking... you shoot it and it spins.
No. I know what they are, but no, I would have never played Doom. Like, it would have been a...
They're still releasing Doom games now. Like, I mean, it's not for me now, I suppose.
No.
I like games... Is this weird? I like games where I shoot people and not creatures or monsters.
That's really... Why not monsters?
I don't like games where I'm shooting monsters.
I don't like shooting monsters.
I don't like a game... Do you know, like... Halo, is Halo
what, is
still...
Is this woke shit you're
is
on?
Is Halo still, like, the ultimate monster slaying game, or is there other ones?
No,
I wouldn't regard
no,
Halo
Grandpa, Halo is not the big game anymore.
No, I know it's not. I mean, but it's like... You
fire
know,
up the old Sonic the Hedgehog there.
Gears of War, you know, would have been a thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously there are other games that do this sort of thing, but I'm saying Halo... The Halo franchise is still massive, right?
No.
Yeah, it is.
It's not massive.
It's massive, right?
No, it'd be pretty...
For nostalgia factor, but no one's hitting the zipper for a new Halo.
Right,
like,
well,
I miss it.
See the thing
of
life. Like, there's a monster, or like any of the Resident Evils or anything like that, there's a monster that takes 10,000 bullets to kill it, or what did you call that one? What did you call
Mr.
it?
Mr. X?
No, what did you call that fucking game that was out?
Silent Hill.
It's not this, but I think it begins with D, I think. Does it?
Give me something like
Dishonored or something. Is that one
Dead by Dead? No,
there's also one. No, what's the one that I'm thinking of? It's like a galactic thing. It's like spacey.
Dead Space.
No, forget the D thing, right? Maybe it begins
the one
with
clue you've given us. Forget
know,
about
maybe,
it.
Maybe it begins with a V because I don't know. There's two of these games. There's two of them, and it's sort of like a cross between Halo and MechWarrior. Oh, it's going to annoy Christ out of me.
Dynasty Warriors.
I definitely had the first one I thought was shite, but it's all... And it's only... There's two of them.
Kieran, come on.
D for dementia. I don't
so
know what
bad.
The fuck you're talking about.
See if I can Google this. If I can Google it. And
games starting with D, but... games starting with D, but maybe not D, but it's
no,
in space.
Galactic space games beginning with V.
I swear
two
to God,
of them.
I swear to God, see if I type
first
in
one shite
space game.
See if you come up with like Space Invaders. I'm smacking you.
Pong.
So that's you. Like, people use that to describe when someone smells.
Pong.
Are they pong?
Oh yeah.
I just associate with that bat and ball game. You know.
Yeah.
According to this, there are no games beginning with V. Now, hang on.
Boof.
Boof.
Strong boof of that club.
See, boof I thought meant to eat something quickly. We boof that burger.
I think it's pretty fluid in that way. Like, you can use it, you know.
But someone's smelling you, smelly, you say
there's a
boofing.
Boof of that.
This is so melting that I can't find what this is called. Anyway, do you
is
know
it
what?
Worth it?
Is it what?
Is it worth it?
Can you work it? Can you flip that thing and reverse it?
Do you know, this is a thing that happens to me sometimes where I fall down a rabbit hole live. Like in here. It actually
come on
really,
the Patreon, subscribe to Kieran on his phone.
I know.
Rabbit will be a great name for a Patreon exclusive.
Yeah, I'll send you pictures. from 2017.
I sent you photos.
New podcast segment, mind that. Kieran Googles.
I'm typing in sci-fi games.
Mind that, where he just gets them wrong entirely.
Like Halo. Here we go.
Fuck me.
Destiny.
No
Destiny.
Idea.
That's what you were. Destiny.
And Titanfall, the two of them. Oh my God, they're both shit. Oh, they're both shit.
Destiny improved. I will give it that. Did you get it when it first came out and there was like no content in it?
There was nothing.
There was nothing.
It felt like a Sega game.
Yeah.
Where somebody just went, I'm sort of programming this on the side. Do you want to buy it, Sega? And Sega go, here's all our money.
Yeah.
And like, there was a game, I guess I had when I was a kid. I swapped this game. And
please
then
remember the name of it.
The last battle.
Right.
This game was dog shit. Dog shit. Side scrolling, beat 'em up, right? And mate, the sounds of it. You know, like, you've played Streets of Rage, which is still a fucking brilliant time, right? Last battle, you're a slightly bigger guy, and he just walks. But the music and it's just going like, right?
That shite.
And
then bit.
As he's walking, and when you kick someone, and they fly completely off the screen like that. Right? And when he kicks someone, it just goes, womp, womp. That's the noise it makes. Womp womp, and you're like,
what year was this?
Must have been 93, 94. Like, these are dog shit games, right? I swapped that with a wee lad who was living at the corner of my street up at the top of the hill. I swapped it with him, and I believe I gave him something good. I gave him something of the ilk of like
Do you have Spyro or anything of the?
I think I gave him like a Desert Strike, which is of the strike games, right? The helicopter games.
That's what that game's called. I've always remembered that game, but
Desert
never knew
strike,
what it was called.
Jungle Strike, Urban Strike, Soviet Strike.
Did you ever play? It's not of the Strike Dynasty. Desert Storm, Conflict Desert Storm.
I did play Conflict Desert Storm.
How good was that game? It was multiplayer.
But it was a shooter. Was it third person? Yeah.
And I remember, because you could play co-op, so you each control two members of your squad. But in the first mission, you have to go and rescue your squad from the prison cell. So one person gets to play the game and the other just danders about a prison cell for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a fucking banging game.
See that last battle thing? I swapped it with cunt and he moved. Like, they left. And it wasn't like their house was up for sale and they left. They left and then the house went up for sale.
What a fucking Judas.
I'm like, you come down here. And claim the fucking warp warp back off me because it's bollocks and I want my ilk back.
That would make me think that game's haunted.
It was
if
shit.
Someone's give it to you and they've moved immediately, something's up with that game.
He lent me that and then vanished with Desert. I believe their whole family only moved in to get Desert Strike off me. Because they were there for only a few months. It was mental because the Strike games were amazing. But see, there was a game I remember on the original Xbox. It was like a launch title, I think, and it was called Full Spectrum Warrior. Which, I know, sounds like you're...
That's what I call you when you're angry.
So, Spectrum Warrior? So, like, this game was like... It was an Iraq-Afghanistan-style game, but it was all tactical. You were a commander, but you couldn't shoot. It was all tactics. Do you know what? This is what's great about like Rainbow Six Vegas, where you can do those levels just commanding people if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
But give me the option to waste a motherfucker, especially if they're trying to waste me. So like, I don't know why I'm talking about it. Like I shoot guns like that. You know what I mean? Like,
you in the battlefield? Well, we need to waste these motherfucking Germans.
Right. So like, here,
Hitler be tripping.
Here, tell you what. Say if you want to win the war.
Can I be on your team when we do ourselves?
You'll elect this guy to tactical commander. Like, that's what you'll do.
You might be the full spectrum warrior.
I mean, I am. Here, I've never fired a shot in anger. I just win wars.
You don't shoot the wound.
Yeah. I love that line. In Shooter, I love that line.
What is it?
You've no idea. Have we talked about this before? I love that line.
I knew I had the key to open up that treasure chest.
I love that.
You sound like I'm in an office.
No, that's one of the funniest.
That was a good line.
No, that is one of the funniest fucking lines, right?
Two liquid devs. No.
Dude, that is one of the funniest fucking lines. Let me finish this. Sorry, see Full Spectrum Warrior. It was shite. Just let me say it. It was shite because you'd be ordering people and it was all about flanking, but you had to like, so you'd order this guy to shoot there and then you order these two cons to walk around there and shoot.
Yeah.
But if somebody's over there shooting you, you're just eating bullets, looking at them, going, yeah, it was shite.
I'm commanding here.
So I don't know. Do you mind? So like, ladies and gentlemen, please. what were we on about? What was the other thing? That line, right? So Shooter, right? The movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg, right? Yeah. So it's very cheesy. There's so much cheese at the start of that.
Is that the one where they can curve bullets?
No, that's Wanted with James McAvoy and Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Full
spectrum.
This is crazy.
Isn't that called Wanted, that movie? Yep.
Full spectrum.
I saw it in the cinema. It wasn't good. Anyway, Mr. Tumnus fucking curving bullets anyway. So there's a fucking starter for 10 for you eating anyway. I saw James McAvoy banter, very niche. So in Shooter, so at the start there's all these cheesy bits where isn't he called like Rob Lee Swaggart or something? Swagger. Bob Lee Swagger, right? What an outrageous name. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, fucking so he's lost his mate. They've been on like a Black Ops fucking sniper mission at the start. He loses his mate. He gets away. And now he's living in the mountains. And they come to talk him.
This is not a feature with you boys. This is where Kieran describes a full movie.
No, I'm not. I'm only. I'm doing.
Setting I'm, desert dust.
I'm giving you in exterior. exterior. Afghanistan desert. Fade in on. So
you're acting
so,
like you're writing Devil Wars Prada so, when you're typing it.
I can't believe I took a bus for this. No, dude, I know, but I'm just buzzing.
I know, man. I'm all over the place. Sorry, but right. So anyway, look, there's just this bit of cheese at the start that I love in this, and then the other bit, right? So the bit of cheese that I love at the start is Bob Lee knows these guys are, and he's taking a picture of their number plate, and he's gonna run, but he's done it like surreptitiously, but he's gonna like put it through his computer. He's like, okay, boy. And he keeps talking to his dog. Boy, boy, good boy, boy, right? And he shoves a bit of beer into the dog. And I'm like, fuck up, Wahlberg, right? I know he could kick my content because you get up at fucking 3:30 in the morning to do press-ups. But here, shut the fuck up, right? And then there's a bit where this bit. So he goes to see like a ballistics expert.
Mm-hmm.
They ask him, is it possible to fire a bullet from a rifle, collect that bullet without marking it.
That's what collect that bullet means I didn't know.
With what?
I had to look up what surreptitiously
means. I was about to crack up because you
can you give me the definition?
Surreptitious, like sort of secretively.
In a way that attempts to avoid notice or attention.
Yeah.
Secretively.
Do you think I was just texting while you were talking?
I'm going, he was slagging me for being on my phone. Anyway.
No, that was surreptitious.
So he goes to see his ballistics expert. He wants to ask him, can you fire a bullet in a way that won't mark it ballistically? And then you collect that bullet and fire it again through another rifle to make it look like so you can match the ballistics for the second rifle, right? And in talking, this guy goes, yeah, you know, and he then says to him, by the way, how many shooters in the world could make this type of shot, this mental shot? And he's like, two lads could make this shot, and one of them's Bob Lee, and the other one is the old Russian cunt, Boris the Blade, out of Snatch, right? And he goes,
Boris the Blade?
And he goes, Boris the Bullet Dodger, right? Yeah. Apparently, it's just impossible to kill a bastard, right? So, anyway.
Is he mad fucking when he said that?
Apparently, it's just. This guy is this old weird bastard, right?
The ballistics expert.
Yeah, Southern States guy. And this line, I've built this up too much, but I love it. Is the line he goes, this guy don't shoot to kill, he shoot to win. He says it, I come. Like,
you say you come?
That's so funny. it became a thing that in this, because we went to see that, me and the boys I was in a band with, we went to see that. And when he said it, we all had a very similar sense of humour. So when somebody says a line like that in the movie, everyone else in the cinema is silent. The four of us are like, ah!
I love what makes you come. You come in for a romantic night, dim the lights, light the candles, stick on sugar.
And then it became like a thing that we would say about nearly anything. Do you know what I mean? Fucking guy, we order a fucking Chinese. Guy comes to deliver it. You're like, knock at the door and you're like, this guy don't shoot the kid. I just swam with somebody else.
When did that movie come out again? That was like
2008 or something.
They should bring it back with Liam Neeson. They haven't, and call it Big Shooter.
They made
it.
They made a TV show.
Bring it back with Alec Baldwin. This boy don't shoot the wound.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Shoots to kill.
Yeah. This guy don't act the wound.
True method acting from Baldwin.
Oh yeah. Did you hear?
Take someone's life.
Well, the armorer on that movie, apparently he's getting done with or got done, did she, with manslaughter.
I thought he was just getting done for manslaughter.
He was cleared.
I mean,
he should be free Baldwin.
Yeah, did he really do anything?
Apparently,
no.
No, that's the armorer's fault. Like,
yeah.
I mean. I think she's, yeah, just to completely wreck the mood. But
how many fags do you think he smoked that day?
Two packs, like.
Easy two packs. Yep, that's two pack territory.
That's his favorite rapper as well. He's sitting there being like, fuck's sake. Doo-doo-doo.
It's not funny about Baldwin just playing All Eyes on Me, whipping through fags.
Imagine showing up late to the set that day. You get there and Baldwin's just in the middle, just like,
yeah.
Good day.
He's smoking like Hitler, taking his glasses off. Just.
Yeah. Or just me.
Those are your words, William.
Do you want some movie I've seen? I shouldn't love it. Have you seen John Cena's new movie?
No, what's it
with
called?
Andrew Santino?
No.
Ricky Stenicki?
No, what's it on?
Is Ricky Stenicki the name of the movie?
Amazon Prime. Yeah, it's called Ricky Stenicki. It's on Amazon Prime.
Is it good?
It's really silly. It's quite funny.
Action movie?
No, it's comedy. So the idea is there's this group of friends that have invented, anytime they want to go do something, say they want to go watch a bit of baseball, they go, Ricky Stenicki's in trouble, we have to go help, they've invented this character.
Right, okay, that's funny.
But then they have to hire John Cena to play him.
Right, okay.
But there's just a bit.
It's the Remington Steele effect. Yeah.
Yep, there's this bit that just, fuck off.
What? That's the thing, Remington Steele.
Yeah, it's the Ren and Stimpy effect. And when they find John Cena, it's this montage that makes me laugh every time. They find him working in a bar, and his job is he's a parody artist where he takes every famous song ever made and makes it about wanking.
And sounds like my next set.
There's just a bit that makes me crack up because it cuts that he's like, I don't want to go back to my old job, and it cuts to him dressed as Boy George, and he's like, come, and then I come in my sock again. It's filled with loads.
That's good. So
dude, I love Cena in films. He makes me smile.
I like
every
him
time.
In, was he in the Daddy's Home? Or
he's
whatever?
In Daddy's Home. Yeah. The second one.
Aye, because he shows up at the end of the first one, doesn't he? Aye.
Yeah. He's also, what's the movie? Blockers.
Oh, actually,
and he's
seen
the drug dealer, has the big suitcase.
I need to
and
see
he
that.
Just lists all the drugs he have. He's like MDMA, Molly, meth, amphetamine, coke, kit, shit that'll make your dick hard, shit that'll make your dick soft, shit that'll make you find your dick. I got Flintstones gummy if you want them. It's like a fucking 2 minute long list of all the drugs.
What
it's
is so shit funny. That'll make your dick soft?
I don't know.
Like anti-Viagra. No, do you know what I mean? Like, if you've taken Viagra, it must undo the Viagra.
Not your mother, your father said.
She's been married four times. Well, that's Viagra,
she's married the Uncle Victor.
Victor is a great euphemism for getting a root. I have a vicious Victor.
I know, we should invent this. Yeah. Point up and go, lads, if Uncle Victor's coming to this place.
Guys, I need to sit down. Uncle Victor's came to visit. I'll be up in a minute.
Hey, speaking of films, have you seen...
Sydney Sweeney gives me a massive Victor.
Sydney Sweeney might be the Victor of the year right now. That's a once-in-a-lifetime Victor.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to be saying this. Like, you're not the first lad.
Are you about to have a hot take here?
You're about to have a hard Victor right now?
It's not for me.
Kieran. Fuck off.
Come on, Kieran.
Right. Do you know why I think...
She sat there, she's like, Kiri, let's play some fucking Desert Strike, top off, you're not into it?
I'm also like, here, let's play some Desert Strike. I'd be like, Have you got last battle?
The idea of you flashing the marriage ring to Sydney Sweeney is like, I'm going to have dreams about that tonight.
No, but no, do you know what it is though? Do you want my hot take?
I want your hot take.
Right,
make it hot.
This has happened a few times, I think, with certain celebrity crushes that are generally accepted. Where mm-hmm. I'm sort of like on the outside of it, going, that's weird to me.
Okay.
And I think with this particular one, because this happens, it usually happens with men. The women all fancy. I think people.
And you're not into them, or.
No, but they're not classically good looking. Right. I don't think she's classically good looking. This is my hot take, William. It's not yours.
I'm listening.
All right,
I'm
listening. Here's my hot take. I think, and I know this is mental because I think that she's at a level that is like Lisburn level of like obtainability. Like you can just go, you could go out with somebody that looks like that if you wanted to, and I think that's why people fancy her because they're going. They're actually fancying her talent and the fact that she's in all these movies. They don't really fancy her that much.
That's you.
I don't know what she does.
What?
I don't know what she does.
No, do you know what I mean?
I haven't even seen her face.
Because I think she's. I just think it's very average. I think she's very average looking.
I can't believe you just said the phrase. Sydney Sweeney is Lisburn attainable.
I'm sure
Lisburn attainable.
I'm sure she gives a fuck.
I need to move to Lisburn much as Sydney Sweeney's kicking about.
Yeah, I didn't know Lisburn was the land of the Milky Ditty.
There's nobody with a surname Sweeney living in Lisburn. Like, no, do you know what I mean?
Sydney living in Lisburn.
I don't know. It's like it happens with male actors. Women are like, oh my god. Ryan Gosling, not a classically good looking guy. Women are like,
yeah.
They fancy the talent. They fancy the spirit of that person.
That's what they say. Jenna Ortega is like a shankle seven.
Good looking wise, mate. Gosling is like fucking. He's like lower down. He's like fucking Bush Mills. Gosling.
Shut up.
Gosling looks
as in
like,
the sauce.
Yeah, Gosling looks like a lad. Gosling looks like a lad who works for like PricewaterhouseCooper here. He doesn't look like a movie star. George Clooney looks like a movie star. Brad Pitt looks like a movie star.
You are stuck in the early 2000s.
No.
Do you know what? I kind of. Right.
There's other people.
I'll give you this.
There's other people.
I think I know what you might be talking about. I think you're talking about aura.
I think people fancy like their aura. They fancy that. They don't fancy that. They're not classically good-looking people.
You're telling me Gosling drive.
I don't think he's handsome. I don't think he's not. It's not for me to say.
He doesn't give you a Victor, is what you're telling me.
I don't. Andy Viagra stays in the house, right?
Who's top five Victors in Hollywood right now, in your opinion?
What do you call a girl that did Mamma Mia? Amanda Seyfried?
Oh,
hats off in the house when Amanda Seyfried is in.
No. I have terrible actor-actress knowledge. I don't
she's
like
in
five.
Ted 2.
I probably am stuck in the early 2000s, to be fair, but yo, like, listen.
Amanda Seyfried don't do it for you?
No.
Who does?
Helen Mirren. No, I'm only joking.
See if you hit me with like Marilyn Monroe or some shit.
No, that would be, no, that's way too long ago.
No, she'd receive it in any era.
Not now.
Receive it.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Coming to the door, Amazon guy handing you over to her in a wee envelope that you rip open at the top, and you're just like, you ready to receive this?
Hello, Amazon. Yeah, my Monroe arrived busted.
Unbelievable.
Dead? Sorry.
No, it's all good.
No, that was bad. I shouldn't have said that.
I don't really have any celebrity crushes right now, I don't think. I like Rachel McAdams. I think she's great. Chastain, maybe? Chastain.
Jessica Chastain?
You could throw that in there. I mean, she...
Scarlett Johansson? Yeah, married to Colin Jost.
But Scarlett Johansson, classically good-looking movie star type. That's that look.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah, but you're going back, aren't you? Like, I was about to make the 90s joke that we can't make anymore about her name, but anyway.
What's the 90s joke?
Well, you just say Chute instead of Hewitt, but you take a comma.
Oh, certainly.
You take a comma after Jennifer. So say it. Jennifer comma.
Love
so,
Chute.
Sorry, you take a comma after love. That's what you do. Take a comma after love.
Jennifer Love Chute.
That's what they call me.
Jennifer Love.
That's how I call my dick, the Love Chute.
Yeah.
So small, flavorful, and will be in your gums for days.
Yeah, probably the same diameter as a chute, like on average.
Mine's, really? Like, yeah, mine's also like, square. So. Yeah. I'm weirdly red.
Weirdly tastes like synthetic strawberries.
Yeah, we got Minecraft cocks.
What is that?
We got Minecraft cocks.
Oh my god.
Right. Mineshafts?
Mineshaft. Unbelievable. That's what a German would call it. Mineshaft. Unbelievable.
On the topic of films, right? Has anybody in this room seen Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage?
No, not yet.
Nope.
You gotta see it.
Is it good?
It's fucking mental.
He's doing mental stuff right now.
This
Pig,
is crazy.
What was that one?
The impossible weight of unbearable talent? Or
something like that. Yeah. The unbearable weight of massive talent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically the whole film is people are having these dreams, and everybody's dream, Nicolas Cage appears, but he's just like walking about. Like, he serves no purpose in the dream. He's just there. And then he becomes famous for this.
Right.
The scientists are trying to figure out how the fuck this happened. But then the dreams turn to nightmares.
Right.
But in the middle, they turn to sex dreams. And this one, like, he's going to, like, an advertising company. And they're like, we're going to get you, like, a deal with Sprite, you know. And this doll's in the elevator. And she's had, like, fucking sex dreams about him. And then she asks him to go back to her gaff and, like, recreate it. And he's all like awkward and old. It's absolutely fantastic viewing. And I've never seen this before in my life. He, pardon my French, he scoops her blurt. Like, she's sitting on the sofa and he just palms it. And this doll is like, she's going crazy over it.
If you were to
scoops her blurt.
I know. If you were to describe he scoops her blurt like he's scooping, what would you say?
Like you know whenever.
Do you ever have to pick up a bag of sand?
Or you've got like a tub of Pooh Bear's Delight in the freezer. But like,
and you eat it with your burr.
Yeah, but there's like a layer of ice on it too.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like hard to get at, so you gotta chalk the nails in there.
Also, everyone on this table would need ice cream with a burr hands.
Yeah, I could do that if you. Yeah.
I ruined my cousin's birthday party one time because everyone was out the front. Playing like on the bouncy castle, and I came in. There's an ice cream tub. I just fucking sit.
You were 24 though.
Bear Hannah. I was like fucking love 13. That. Just my uncle came in and just went, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh,
sir." All right. Here's a question for you, right?
What's the worst thing you've ever caught eating?
How many digestives, right? And like, say you've a sleeve, right, and it's been bust open.
I enjoy that. I enjoy the use of sleeve and the bust open.
Right. So
bust them Becky's for a real player.
Chloe, bust that sleeve of digestives in there. Yeah.
How many digestives are in the packet to where it goes into not finishing the packet territory?
What do you mean? Like,
if they're open, they're getting finished.
If I'll be honest with you. See, are we talking about chocolate biscuits here?
Milk chocolate digestives. Well, see, specifically.
I personally prefer the dark. So
let's go dark.
I like eating the milk chocolate ones in the dark. No, I mean. No, I mean, I like the dark chocolate ones.
You got the night vision with a glass of milk.
The only light is coming from Shooter
on the
TV.
It's the sleeve that's about that light.
Why are you giving me the dimensions?
No, because if you buy plain digestives, it's longer.
You went full heart attack with that.
Slosh your PVL and you don't have to be neat, right?
You're not
right?
Building an arc. You're just telling us about biscuits you're having.
If I open that, there is a danger that'll go. No, so I don't buy biscuits.
Right, so, but like...
There's a danger.
Like, how many in a sleeve, though? Like, to where you're like, I can't demolish the whole pack.
I thought, you know, the thought doesn't occur to me that way. The thought would be, I'm a disgrace if I do this.
Yes.
And then I do another two, and I go, now there's only four left, or five left. Yeah. So it would be rude to leave them.
Do you ever hate it as you're eating? You're going, you're fuck. Because I do this. I'm literally in the mirror going, you're a fucking disgrace.
I had a wee day yesterday, right? So see, at the start of the year, I'd lost some weight, right? Mm-hmm. And then I got sick and then I started eating shit again. And I've struggled for, say, 6 weeks of eating shit, mm-hmm. right?
It happens.
And I weighed myself and I've only gained a pound off all the pounds that I'd lost. So I'm basically fucking down for the year. And I went, I'm taking that as a win. I'm back on it, right? And then yesterday, I had a day where I actually was looking up symptoms of tapeworm because I believed I had one because I felt like no matter what I put in, I was going, I'm starving. Like I'm actually hungry. Whereas a lot of the time when I eat, I'm not actually hungry. I'm just bored or I'm doing something.
Or I'm watching something.
Yeah. So I'll do that. So like with this, it was literally like, why? Like I've just eaten my lunch. Why do I feel like I need a sandwich?
Yeah.
And it went on all day. So yesterday was a disgrace. I had a lot of bread yesterday.
Do you have taper?
I don't think so.
See, one of the things I gained weight with, and this is ridiculous, is I went through a bout of insomnia, and the only thing that would make me sleep would be to eat like 6 rounds of bread, like toast, and then I would get so full of bread I'd fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to start doing sleeping tablets.
Yeah.
I don't trust myself with
them.
I agree.
You don't want, I've seen too many rappers.
Bread's a good sleep inducer.
Tell you what I used to do, right? And this was a frequent occurrence. Like, this is the whole way through primary school, the whole way through secondary school.
Pop Zans?
This is worse than popping Zans. This is getting quicker than Zans, right?
Boston sleeves?
He used to come home. Like, we're talking 1:30 in the morning, right? And my ma used to come down to my room and just, like, the only way she could possibly wake me up would be to take her knuckles, her bony fucking knuckles, and just up my head like that, right? So that's how I woke up, right? So you wake up, you're like dusty-eyed, right? And then my ma goes, get down here, your father's got fish and chips. So I used to go down at 1:30 in the morning, eat a full fish and chips like burger and chips, but then immediately go back to bed. And then the next day I woke up and I was doing like fucking long division.
You're doing builder shits at the age of 7. Yeah. My dad did it because my dad used to be a big stoner. So he'd come in from work, start smoking up. So about 12:30 at night, the Chinese gets phoned. And I would be woken from my sleep. My dad would just come into my room and be like, I've half a chime in there if you want it. And I would get up, just sit and watch Jackass with my dad, eat a full Chinese, and go back to sleep.
I remember.
You're just taller than me. Night.
I have two stories here, right? So one is a disgraceful time that I had one time. I was about 11 and I'd had pasta for dinner. We had had pasta and there was like a load of it left. And I sort of was like, you know, looking at it, it's looking at me.
Yep.
We started talking, right? And then I go over, I scoop myself out, essentially what you might describe as double dinner here, right? I felt on this particular occasion, my dinner was like a scoop light. So I thought.
So you were serving yourself justice?
I thought, there's justice. There's a scoop for justice. There's a scoop, punitive. For
reparation.
A punitive scoop for you. A reparation
scoop of pasta.
And then here's a scoop. Here's a scoop where I'm in your debt, right? The debt scoop, right?
The debt scoop, right? Yeah.
So I three scooped it, right? And I sit down. I'm having a second wee bowl of fusilli, whatever, right? Great days. And then one of our boys comes in from work. I think our Declan comes in from work. And my ma goes, there's pasta there for you. And I was like, how quickly can I shit this out and wash my shit off it, right? Like, so grim. And I'm like, oh man, I get slave fat. But there was a time I remember my dad, like, so when he was ill towards the end as well, one of the things was like he was losing his sense of taste, so he would want to eat things that were like really strong. Mm-hmm. So like he liked pineapple and stuff like that, but then he would, and don't make any pineapple jokes, and then he would want potato, cheese and onion. And my dad wasn't really a big crisp guy, it wasn't his thing, but he really started to have this mad fucking hankering for potato, cheese and onion. And I remember one night I came in from doing a gig, this is like I came in late, like it was like fucking 1 a.m. or whatever, and my dad just comes down the stairs and goes, here, do us a favour, will you? And I thought he's going to say, fucking, you know, make more noise when you're coming in or something, you know. And he just goes, and I goes, yeah. And he goes, go down to Creighton's and get me a 12 pack of potato, cheese and onion, will you? And I went, right, like now? And he goes, yeah. And I went, right. So I go down, I get him it, I bring it back to him. I've never seen a man, and my dad wasn't like us. Yeah. He just maybe demolished like 9 bags of them. Like, I mean, like.
Easy.
Like just sitting there. Didn't talk, wasn't watching anything, just sitting in the living room.
Yeah, he had a potato Victor.
Finished.
He had a potato Victor for sure. 12 bags is too ordinary.
And he left like 2 or 3 bags, and I was just looking at him going, It's weird how when I see
him?
When I sort of sandwich for me.
You ain't coming 12 pack. You're like, there's three bags.
I'm like, there's three bags there. If I don't put that in four rounds of bread, I'm never gonna sleep tonight. So
crisps before bed, though, like that's borrowing happiness from tomorrow. Like,
it is. Crisps are my shelter from the world.
Yeah. They are a safe place.
Do you know what I'm telling myself? A nutritionist told me that if you're gonna have crisps, the ones to have are red hula hoops, the plain ones.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm
I don't lick carpet.
Oh no, you wouldn't. Nah.
The red hula hoops?
I would only lick carpet if there was red hula hoops on it.
Give someone
a hint. I know, yeah.
Not in crumbing puss.
I'd rather munch rug than do that, bro. Yeah.
No, I mean like actual. There'd be more flavour in my carpet from the remnants of my feet.
Unbelievable.
You could probably get a decent strong enough out of my carpet.
So the remnants?
Yeah.
Leo DiCaprio was great in that.
The Revenant of Feet.
I fuck it. Oh, man, I hated that movie so much.
The Revenant?
Oh, shit.
I went hammered to see it and sobered up by the end. It was fucking
shit. Do you know what was fucking brilliant? The bit when they attack the camp and the way they shot that was like, you felt like you were in the middle of it. It was fucking brilliant. See, apart from that movie.
So long.
It's trash.
And you're not a Tom Hardy fan, sure you're not? Me and you disagree.
Although the line, I can do that for you, is a thing that I would say regular now. I just go, I can do that for you.
Tom Hardy, though, Uncle Victor or Auntie Viagra?
Auntie Viagra.
Really? Uncle Victor.
Auntie Viagra?
Who's Auntie Viagra? Like, I'm confused.
Have you got dementia?
No, sorry. Sorry. Tom, what about Tom Hardy? I don't know what you just said.
I think your dick hard or soft?
Oh no. Auntie Viagra, yeah. No.
You got to me.
I don't get
what's
it.
What's going here?
I don't get it.
You got a fucking Ninja 2 door of hot takes right now.
I don't. I'll say this.
Mate, he's Uncle Victor
right,
and he's staying for the weekend. That's
right.
Tom Hardy for me. Like.
This is what I will say, genuinely. He does look like a movie star. I said this to you. We were just talking. As if like I phone you up and be like, let's talk about Tom Hardy. We were talking about him the other day. I was saying, I think that he's like, I think he's a brilliant actor. But I think he acts too much and everything. So, like, every role he's done, anything I've seen apart from one or two bits, like, he's in Band of Brothers, very small part, and he's really good in it. But everything else I've seen him in, it's always over the top. It's always, like, a big, it's Bronson, it's fucking, what do you call it?
But you have to be, if you're playing Bronson.
No, that is different. But then The Craze, everything else.
I thought he was brilliant in that.
I hated that movie. Everything else. Give me the version with the guys from Spandau Ballet at the camps, right? Anyway,
really?
Yeah.
You don't like the shootout? Is a fucking shootout?
It melts me.
Like a western.
You don't like that? No, it melts me.
Too busy in your fucking panic baking fairy cakes.
It's all just too much.
Nonsense.
I'm looking at him.
Nonsense to a man, Ridge.
I'm looking at him going, Tom, see when you can act 12 out of 10. Bring it back a bit and give me a 10. That's what I want. I don't want too much. I want the right amount.
This
unless
may
we're
be
talking
the thing
about pasta,
disagree
in which case,
on the most.
I will eat other people's
that
pasta.
And Kanye, that and Kanye West are the two things me and you disagree on.
Oh, what's the Kanye take?
Hit him with your fucking put the oven gloves
he's,
on.
He says
take.
He's the greatest of all time.
Didn't
and I say
that.
Not.
Didn't say he's the greatest. I said he's up there.
You said he's up there. Sorry, this is a conversation. Went greatest of all time. I went my bollocks. You went, well, he's up there. And I went my bollocks.
He is up there. You
what does up there mean? Top five ever?
Top 10 ever. For me, personally.
He'd probably be in the top 10, like, yeah.
Of people that you'd go to for a listen?
Yeah.
Like.
I'll be honest, I
mean in the genre, like. Not even, like, subjectively.
In his genre, he's had
a lot of success.
Yeah. But genre-shifting albums.
I feel like a lot of that stuff, though, I feel the over-reliance on other people's work melts me.
But he does it. It's not like he just copy and paste it. He changes it and he molds it himself.
Do you know how easy it is to redraft something instead of to come up with it the first time?
Oh God, you make my beautiful dark twisted
I don't need
there,
to.
Kieran.
I don't need to do that. I'm too busy creating my own art, William.
Are you? Are you Sting? Are you?
I haven't done anything that's I have influences. You don't see me sitting there.
No, I'm not saying you're copying Sting. I'm being like you're being like I'm innovative. He's brilliant. Kanye's great.
I bathe in the music of J.S. Bach. That's what I
guys.
Do. That's my best thing impression.
Guys,
by the way.
Let's get back to the meat of the pod. How many digestive biscuits?
Sorry. In the I like, if I'm having them, I'm doing them in fours. And if I have 3 fours, that's, I'm feeling like an absolute mess. But at that stage, I mean, how many do you even get in a packet these days?
Well,
how many's a serving? 4 for you?
I'll do you know what I'll do? I'll start off with 2 and then I'll two's end up going. And then, I'll go, it's a 4 really though.
The first one's a tastener.
2's sensible, 3's generous, 4's on the greedy side.
I think.
So it takes 7.
I think one of them is a palate cleanser from whatever you've been doing that day. Munching rug. The next one.
I need to get that folly out of my brain.
The next one is your first, you know, this is a good time for me. The third one is, I'm into my second serving here and I'm saying, I feel good. The fourth one is, this is where self-loathing starts.
Yeah, I fat lapsed hard last night. And
you what?
I fat lapsed. Because like, right. I've been eating pretty good.
Is this like a meeting for fat lots?
It is, it fucking is. I'm bearing my soul here. But like there last night, there was 6 in the pack.
Oh shit.
Oh shit, there he is.
What's happening?
What's up, boys?
Shane, what's a good serving?
Yeah. How many? What? See if you have a packet of digestives, right?
Yeah.
And the sleeves busted open. How many, how many do you go, right, I can't finish that pack?
7.
7?
Yeah.
I had 6 last night. Oh. I thought I was fucking...
digestive
behavior, yeah. Milk chocolate, it doesn't matter, like whatever you're fine.
I shouldn't be left with the packet in front of me.
So I get you know I'm cool, right? I have gluten free Holden Ups. There's a packet has 5 on either side.
Uh-huh.
I used to have 4 at a time, but I hate that there was 1.
I know, yeah,
left.
Yeah.
So now I have 5.
See what I would
do. All right,
lads. Yep.
Thanks, Fat.
Thanks, man.
What I like.
Were you on Strava? You sound like winded or like out of breath?
Stirs.
Oh, okay.
You're looking well. You're looking well, mate.
Thanks, buddy. You are looking great.
I just got a haircut.
It looks good.
Yeah. How's the episode going?
Great.
Really good.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here, though.
He doesn't think Sydney Sweeney's hot.
I'm just not into it. You don't either, I bet you.
Why are you so aggressive?
No,
you don't hear. You gay wee bastard.
He did not bang her sexy.
He didn't.
I hear it when you
stop calling me her. Right? You.
I look a bit like her. What? I imagine her neck's the same diameter. Like.
Yeah, but you as your whole body. I don't believe that you like that either.
I don't believe you.
No, I don't believe it. He's into her either.
But I struggle with like the idea of like, oh, female celebrities being sexy. They're just, they seem like aliens. You know what I mean? Like they're just, I don't
she,
mean
she said, or sorry, he said that, disrespect. Sorry, no disrespect. He said that Sydney Sweeney, and I quote, was Lisburn obtainable.
I mean, you could go to Lisburn and find somebody that looks like her and go out with her if that's what you wanted to do.
Do you know,
I could.
Like,
maybe Dungannon.
Your point, but I think she's very natural looking. I really hurt my head in the brim of your hat. So short.
You fully have.
I know. That's for saying I fancy.
That's the new primary school ground bullying.
Well, who do you what girls do you like?
No, this is what I said.
Baby Spice. Baby Spice or Ice Spice?
I was always more of a posh Spice guy.
Right.
Back in the day,
I was a Scary Spice man.
I like Sporty Spice.
Oh, you like the head wreckers?
I like Sporty Spice because like the idea I could have played like football with her.
Yeah,
like gone out with her and played football with her. You know, passing about in the garden.
Yeah. You'll get a game. Yeah,
yeah. You're spot on with that, Mackay. Love a head wrecker.
Yeah, so yeah.
Ruin my life, please.
Game recognizes game.
Do you want to sit my knee?
Get away. Selena Gomez on the Gomez feel us. Yeah. Oh my god.
Sir, this is giving me an antibiotic.
I'm the local comedy diddy.
Local comedy diddy.
Willie.
Yeah. You all
right? Yeah. Maybe be more side on.
Sir, that's insertion.
I know that's ring on deck. That's what that is. That's what that is.
Uncle Victor's ringing.
Like Pinocchio.
Like Pinocchio?
Yeah.
Me more.
I
like,
know what that means. Like, yeah.
Oh, like I'm riding a horse. No. Like I'm a girl and back a horse.
Oh, that Pinocchio. Alright. I thought you meant to like a mirror.
There's one you just reminded me, Willie. There's one. Beyonce. Fabulous. Love it. She's great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love
now you're back.
Yeah.
I regret the boner. The Don has.
Sorry.
Cameras are getting smashed. Whatever. What have you on today?
I just got my haircut.
Good times.
I'm doing some pods.
Lovely. What's your go-to haircut? What do you say when you sit in the chair? Does he know by now?
I say Coco. That's his name.
Give me Ripley and Alien.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what that is.
Damn. Sigourney Weaver.
I actually say Express Yourself.
Oh.
I just let him. He knows what to do, like. Yeah. You know?
That's what I say when I'm commanding people on a tactical shooter online.
Express yourself.
Guys, express yourselves. But also, take this hill for me.
Wait, yeah. I'm being serious. When we do Comedians Airsoft, I want to be on your team.
You should be on my team.
I'll be the wild card. I'll
guys,
do,
no
I'll,
more.
I'll do
let's
the
let's just
shit.
Get back to telling jokes.
Are you coming to it?
No!
No, listen.
No more!
No, it's not to film it. I don't want to film it.
I don't
it.
Want to film it.
It's just for fun.
I just, want,
fun
to, okay. I just want to play Airsoft.
Sorry, okay. Do you know what? No, I'm not having this, right? Because
fuck
this
Comedians Airsoft live at the Waterfront Hall.
That would have been great about going out in Sporty Space. She'd be up for Comedians Airsoft.
I tried. I texted the big comedians group the other day and said
she's pretty fit.
And I said, and by that I mean it's a group filled with comedians. I said,
no,
yeah, I don't mean like it's a you know because it's not like the you know the big comedians group, which sounds like it's just like you know me and Dave and fucking anyway.
I'm trying to say
that's Dave. Harsh. Anyway, right? I don't know. Leave me alone. I know. Sorry, Dave. It is like sorry.
Isn't it nasty.
Nasty so,
you and Dave aren't fat.
What does this mean, Shane?
What?
What? What does that mean?
I mean, I don't like it when you say that.
What, that I'm fat?
Yeah.
Why?
It makes me feel sad.
Fuck off. I said to all the comedians, I went, here, who's up for going for a Comedians or a Soft Day? And I think most people, I think, assumed that it was to be filmed.
Yeah.
Yes!
But I didn't mean that. I just wanted it to be
just want
to
play ourselves.
A fun day out with all of us. But we'll try to do it where it's private for us and not like, you know, that you're gonna be in the middle of like another stag do or something or
another stag do.
That's yeah,
another
people
one.
People go airsoft and there's loads of stag do's go do it. No.
We would make a great stag, dude.
That'd be a great stag.
This group right here.
Nobody even needs to get married, right? We'll just have bro time,
stag,
right? I'm trying to do something
T-shirt
nice.
T-shirt with Shagger on the back.
Trying to do something nice, and everybody's like, no, I don't want to be filmed, Kieran. You're like...
I didn't say that. I didn't even see that message.
I've had these conversations with a couple of people.
I
want to
play some.
How are you going to film it, and why would you film this? And I'm going... I don't even think I want to. I think I just want it to be able to cry.
You have your own
yeah,
own
that
guns,
I'm
you?
Down for.
You have your own guns.
Do you know what I'm going to do? If I'm filming anything, it'll be me the night before selecting my arsenal at my own house.
Oh my God, but you have a wee wall that opens up.
I used to keep them all on a guitar stand. I don't anymore.
Oh, you're... Like Rambo.
No, I like that.
It was like the you know in Commando when Arnie, none of you will know this, when he goes into the room and he goes so many good ones. Do you know what I mean? It's not easy to choose. Like no, all right.
That's what I say when I'm a China China.
When you're wrong,
China China. It isn't easy to choose.
Is that
so
a Chinese?
All of it?
Yeah.
No. Right.
Used to be like it's gone.
No, but I also do you know where my brain's at today? I'm going.
Do you want to get a calzone at China China?
In my head,
what
no.
Are they doing China China?
Shut up. Because in my head, I'm going. Is that a Chinese restaurant or a strip club?
Do you think
that's what I'm? Because I'm going. What joke is he making? Is he saying there's loads on the menu in a Chinese or there's loads of strippers?
Kieran thinks the first China cancels out the second. So it's just neutral.
No, but if I go to you here, we're going to China China, that could either mean we're going for a Chinese, which probably, yeah. Or it sounds like the name of a fucking strip club.
Do you think McCall is going when he's in a strip club? He's like, oh, I don't know who to make it rain on today.
Yeah,
I'm going to pay extra to unpixelate them.
I have had strip club buffets before. Like,
oh my God.
I've never
yeah,
been in a strip club.
During the day, because I was hanging, it was just like, it's basically KFC chicken, like.
Do you know
what's sad?
We've like, talked about this before, but see Golden Corral in America if you want cheap, epic
oh,
chicken.
Sorry.
Like,
I don't know. They need to tell the colonel.
They made you at the door of a strip club like, taking off a jacket to the buffet. Yeah.
Just the opposite circus.
Yeah.
What a dump.
What do they do there?
Is circus a strip club, is it?
No, circus is a hotel. All
right, okay.
But it's circus themed.
What's the strip club that I'm thinking of? That it has like two names.
Stringfellows.
Stringfellows?
Yeah.
Where's
yeah.
that?
Peter Stringfellow.
London,
yeah.
Rhino, is that one?
Spearmint Rhino.
That's what I'm thinking.
Where
of.
Is...
What about
is
Neville London? Neville? Gary and Phil Neville. He is actually called that.
I know
you think I'm making that up.
Great strip
Gary
club.
Gary Phil Neville's yeah. dad's called Neville.
That's true.
That's like
R.I.P. Like R.I.P. Yeah.
Is he dead?
He died in Australia watching their sister playing netball for England.
Seriously?
Yep.
Oh God.
That's here China.
Neville in China.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone at this table is up for going to a strip club and enjoying it.
I'd hate that.
Nah.
I've never been.
I've been three times. It took me the third to realize I didn't enjoy it.
That makes it sound like you get fucked out for touching the first time.
The third one,
right, please. I'm getting the chef to take his top off.
I saw
man's popping the lasagna.
What can I say? I'm a thigh man. You know what I mean?
He's in there getting the lap dance for a pasta salad.
Sydney Sweeney's up on stage. Kieran's like, stinking.
Imagine booing at a strip club.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that is so funny. You're just front row at a strip club with a wee pack of digestives. Boo.
How many of these is too much?
When's a stripper on?
Who?
She doesn't want it.
She's crying.
She's filming her set.
Strippers doing crowd work.
I would go see that.
Yeah.
I would go see strippers doing crowd work.
That's the name of a great Edinburgh show.
Strippers doing crowd work.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Have you ever been to one?
No.
I don't want to take you just because I know you'd hate it.
It is terrible. It's so bad.
Full spectrum warrior.
And I do mean that.
Do you know what I think's weird? Sitting there with a load of other lads and everyone's Uncle Victor is there.
Yeah. Do you want to pay 80 quid? We all go get hard in a room and can't do anything about it. That's really weird.
Also, like, I just think it's not so much that...
It's also demeaning to women.
It's also weird that people, like, it's even that you get to the thought of going and we can't do anything about it, because then that's like, well, you could stay in the house and get hard and do something about it.
Yeah, you're sick.
Yeah. No, you know what I mean.
He's got a boner.
Can you mind? 10-4, we got a root in the.
Unbelievable.
Uncle Victor in the lobby, we got Uncle Victor in the lobby. Getting kicked out there like, you fucking creepy bastard.
Quick, send out the anti Viagra. Some dog crosshead comes out, softens the whole room.
I went to Hooters whenever I was 11 and thought I would love it. And I was so uncomfortable that I was really sad.
Can I tell you? We just came back from Canada.
What is Hooters?
McCartney was gasping to go to Hooters.
By the way!
What do you say? I don't know what it is.
What's Hooters? Do they do wings? Of course, that's what you focus on. I'm going to say there's not a lot of people go there and go, I like the wings, the tits are a byproduct. You know what I mean?
It's essentially waitresses all have big boobs.
Big boobies.
Kieran, tag man here. Tag man. The wings are very good.
Hang on a wee second. I thought it was called Hooters because of like the bird's wings and they're going to like...
So do you think it was an Ireland thing?
I've never been to it. We never went to it when I was in America.
Because you're hardly going to go to your wife, you want to go to the big titty bar?
So they walk around with their tits
the
out?
Do you think people love the wings?
Hold on. It's a restaurant where they walk around with their tits out. Is that what it is?
Not tits out.
They're like, I'm going to go to the toilet. Can you get my raincoat?
Tight shirts.
So it's like that sounds sleazy as fuck. Why would you go there?
Yes, man.
I like big tits. Don't want to be sleazy about it, man.
Yeah, it's not a first date spot.
No, but like you could.
The one in Canada was sad.
No, but you could essentially. See, that's weird. How's that? What's the interview process there?
Well, I think
it's big and can you carry it?
I don't think a lot of it's criteria, hands and tits.
I don't think a lot of it's verbal based. The interview. I think it's. Yeah.
Listen, Cinderella, you have an impressive CV, but we think you have a distinct lack of passion for culinary.
And. Here, could you?
There's some amount of boys coming in here today.
Well, imagine you were going for an interview there, and they said you were sweet. This is like what would happen if we both went for a job in Hollister. You'd get hired, and you'd be out in the fucking tills, and I'd be shoveling shit in the back, So like, imagine it.
What do you think Hollister do?
No. No, but anything, stock room, you don't want to be in the stock room. Like I'm saying, this is like anywhere that judges people by their appearance. Like, that's weird to me.
That's how I discovered I was a munter. I went to Hollister with two of my mates and they both got offered jobs. And then the girl just like walked right past me. And I was like, I'm currently a barista here. I'd take it, no bother. But no joy.
Smashing beans though, that's you. Barista boy. Now, what's
I'd love to see you work in a Hollister.
Well, sir.
Welcome to up here, you cunt. Now, here's the...
Getting ready for summer.
What's the...
Could be wet.
Cool dude.
How do you...
Cowabunga, boy. Don't have a cow. I do have 12.
Turf's up.
Turf's up. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, guys. Turf's up.
Like with death.
Oh mate, that's fucking wild. I don't understand how that works then as a business.
Hooters?
Yeah, because this is
like
thing.
Tits. See, and will pay money.
And wings.
No, but if you want
tits and wings.
Hold on. So it's a restaurant. Have you to pay into the restaurant?
No.
Right. Right. And then no, but this is my theory on this.
If anyone's tuning in now, they'll be like, "This man has obviously just come from outer space."
No, listen. I'm having a very weird day here. My brain's all
over. Men will pay to look at food.
I've had about 5 hours sleep.
Regular what? Restaurant plus big tits.
Right, but this is the thing. One could do that as a restaurant manager if one wanted to. Without making that the theme of the restaurant. Making it the theme is sleazy.
But do you think you'd be sitting there and be like, is it a real coincidence everyone's here is packing F's?
Please, yes, because please listen. Please let me say this. Here's the two options. You have the Hooters option, which you can have the Hooters option, which from what you're saying is, here's a restaurant that openly markets itself as all our waiting staff have big ditties, right? Does. Or you could be a restaurant who hires all your waiting staff that have big ditties and never mention it. What's sleazier? To mention it and market it?
Yes.
Yeah. Or to go... Everybody in here has...
No, I think to not mention it
is way sleazier.
That's what I mean, because there's... So maybe you are better off... Maybe you're better off just not hiring people based on the size of their tits.
I feel this is going to end with you going, do you want to go to Hooters?
Yeah. I'll say this. I'd prefer to go somewhere and get wings. Like, I might go to Tribal Burger.
You can get wings there.
Oh, I had Tribal Burger. No Hooters there. Like, it's fucking good gear.
It's closed down, isn't it?
No.
What? No.
Belfast? It's moved.
Botanic?
No, Botanic.
Yeah, it's closing down.
Wasn't.
I could be wrong.
I had the other week and I ate it in bed.
I was there outside it yesterday just pawing the glass. I was at House Hotel.
Right. Hotel. I booked it across the road.
Well, sorry to throw a...
Sorry, House Hotel is a place you can stay.
Yeah. So you just offer rooms and let everyone sleep.
But is it a house?
That's sleazy.
There's a tree in the bar though. A big tree.
If you could make your themed restaurant, right? In Botanic,
it used to be...
Did you stay in? Oh, you used to be...
Yeah, I stayed there.
Morrison's?
The hotel price in Belfast, on the
what
dogs.
What did you used to call that place? Not Morrison's. What did you used to call it? Began with M. That hotel. What? That hotel, House Hotel, used to be...
Oh.
It used to be called something else.
I know this. They used to do a great cocktail.
It's not Morrison's. Morrison's was the bar.
Fuck. These two unbelievable cocktail are
Hooters.
It used to be Hooters. Big Botanic Ditties. Well,
if you could
Madison's.
Open up a restaurant,
Madison's.
That's why, Dan. Sorry, yes, we do need to wrap us up.
No, keep
Dan,
going.
That's redemption for Dan. Stop slagging him off.
People doing that?
Oh, fuck hugely.
Sake.
So,
wee bastard.
Anything you just want to plug, comedy wise, before you go.
I'm on tour in November and December. I'm also doing the Waterfront Hall on the 13th of December, the Millennium Forum on the 14th of December. Please buy tickets.
Let's go.
No, I'm just here. I'm just here.
Check out Shane's SSE shows. And
I'm not the plug.
Oh, he's just.
But it was. I'd like to plug the time I had here.
Do you know what? Let's plug this friendship with a couple of Uncle Victors.
What if the real plug was the friends made along the way?
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. Oh, what a great time. Thanks very much for being here. Thanks for stepping in.
No problem.
Great times. We'll see you in the next one. I don't know which camera to look at. It's been a lot of fun. Bye.
R.I.P. Neville.
Oh, no.